Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 1, Text 19. Vayam tu na vitripyama. Uttama shloka vikrame. Yachin ritvatam rasa gyanam. Swadu swadu pade pade.
Swadu swadu pade pade.
Vayam tu na vitripyama.
Vayam tu na vitripyama.
Uttama shloka vikrame.
Uttama shloka vikrame.
Yachin vitam rasa gyanam. Swadu swadu pade pade.
Swadu swadu pade pade.
Vayam tu na vitripyama.
Vayam tu na vitripyama.
Uttama shloka vikrame.
Uttama shloka vikrame.
Yachin vatam rasa gyanam. Swadu swadu pade pade.
Swadu swadu pade pade.
Others? Chant. Uttamam vikrayam. Uttama shloka vikrame. Yachin vatam rasa gyanam. Swadu swadu pade pade. Vayu tuna vitripyama. Uttama shloka vikrame. Yachin vitam rasa gyanam. Swadu swadu pade pade.
Vayu tuna
vitripyama. Uttama shloka vikrame. Jnanam. Swadhu swadhu pade pade. Ladies?
Vayam tu
na vitripyama. Uttama shloka vikrame. Jnanam. Swadhu swadhu pade pade. Word for word. Vayam. We. To. But. Na. Not. Vitripyama shall be at rest. Uttama shloka. The personality of Godhead who is glorified by transcendental prayers. Vikrame. Adventures. Yet. Which. Shrinvatam. By continuous hearing. Rasa, humor. Jnanam, those who are conversant with swadhu. Swadhu, relishing. Swadhu, palatable. Pade pade, at every step. Thank you.
That's my wife. We were married here just in the next room over in 1973. Right now. Prabhupada's mercy. Vivaha Jagga. So, translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Such a nice verse. We never tire of hearing the transcendental pastimes of the personality of Godhead, who is glorified by hymns and prayers. Those who have developed a taste for their transcendental relationship with Him relish hearing of these pastimes at every moment. Repeat? No? Yeah? Okay. We never tire of hearing the transcendental pastimes of the personality of Godhead, who is glorified by hymns and prayers. Those who have developed a taste for transcendental relationship with Him relish hearing of His pastimes at every moment. I just remembered a Gurvastaka number 6, is it? No, 5. Number 5, that the spiritual master is always anxious to hear and chant about the unlimited qualities, forms, pastimes of Krishna. He desires, he's anxious to relish this at every moment. We say that every morning, and it's always nice to connect more and more things to those things that we say. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. There is a great difference between mundane stories, fiction, or history, and the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. The histories of the whole universe contain references to the pastimes of the incarnations of the Lord. The Ramayana, the Mahabharata, and the Puranas are histories of bygone ages recorded in connection with the pastimes of the incarnations of the Lord, and therefore remain fresh even after repeated reading. For example, anyone may read the Bhagavad Gita or the Srimad Bhagavatam repeatedly throughout his whole life and yet find in them new light of information. I'm going to go back and do some referencing on this idea of light, because it's a nice word to expand on. Mundane news is static, whereas transcendental news is dynamic, inasmuch as the spirit is dynamic and matter is static. That's another significant point. Those who have developed a taste for understanding the transcendental subject matter are never tired of hearing such narrations. One is quickly satiated by mundane activities, but no one is satiated by transcendental or devotional activities. Uttama slokam indicates that literature which is not meant for nescience. Uttama, we're going to go back over that word too. That's a significant word in this purport and verse. Mundane literature is in a mode of darkness or ignorance, whereas transcendental literature is quite different. Transcendental literature is above the mode of darkness, and its light becomes more luminous with progressive reading and realization of the transcendental subject matter. The so-called liberated persons are never satisfied by the repetition of the words Aham Brahmasmi. Such artificial realization of Brahman becomes hackneyed, and so to relish real pleasure, they turn to the narrations of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Those who are not so fortunate turn to altruism and worldly philanthropy. This means the Mayavadi philosopher is mundane, whereas the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam is transcendental. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jana Anjana Salakaya Chaksumaritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jayatam Sarito Pangur Mamamanda Matirgati Matsarvasva Padambo Jo Radha Madana Mohano. So of course I'd like to actually thank everyone for being here and listening and being here for when I come to the festival. I notice when I come into the temple room that I see so many wonderful devotees, and I feel happy. If I come in and I don't see anybody here, I don't feel the same way. So I've figured it out that actually each one of you is a piece of my happiness. So thank you. And right, yes, it's a fact. We become happy when we see devotees start. So there, you all carry a little piece of our happiness, and this is. Same with Krishna. He's happy to see you take darshan. Sometimes I'll make a little way to remember something. So from Krishna's point of view, darshan is, why don't you come by and see me? Krishna's asking you, come by and see me. Offer your prayers. And, of course, yoga, it means, I see it a little bit like with parental affection. Krishna's the father, sometimes they say. So he says, yoga, keep in touch. Huh? Keep in touch. You know, sometimes people, they only call God when they need something, call their parents when they need something. But come by, keep in touch. And of course, japa is, let's spend some quality time together. So, and of course, yoga also means remember me. You know, so you have so much to do. So in this verse here, so also everybody here has dedicated their life to prema pumarta mohan, has accepted that this is the goal of life, is to develop love, because we're all under the shelter of Lord Chaitanya. And we'll talk a little bit more about him too, because of this uttama. We'll mention a little bit about uttama first. Ut is above. Tama is darkness. So this world, it's compared to darkness, or sometimes a cloud in the spiritual sky. And we took a plane over here, and it was a cloudy, stormy day. But as soon as you get above the cloud, it's peaceful, nice, the sun is shining, it's always wonderful. So this uttama is rising above this material energy and be transcendentally situated. And of course, that's the point here, is this hearing, these transcendental pastimes. And of course, we hear them because they're in the books. And these books, they're coming from the spiritual sky. Goloketa, Premadan, Harinam, Sankirtan. Sankirtan. So what do we do with Sankirtan? Is we give books so everybody can see that. So the Sankirtan also, because it's talking about taste, so I'm going to connect it to, and with taste, Param Vijayate, Sri Krishna Sankirtan. It says, all glories to the Sri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years together. And what else does it do?
Extinguishes the fire.
This place is like on fire. So we know, Gana Ganatvam, there's a cloud that comes by and puts out the fire. We have forest fires. So the devotees, they're Gana Ganatvams. They're giving out these clouds of transcendental knowledge that puts out the fire. And it also gives us a taste for that nectar for which we're always anxious. Now this taste is mentioned in this purport. It's a significant part of this purport. Those who have developed a taste for the transcendental relationships with Krishna relish hearing pastimes at every moment. So if we remember, we're... it's actually coming up. The third verse of the Bhagavatam, we're on the 19th now, but the third verse is, O thoughtful men, relish the Srimad Bhagavatam. And this relish is a very special thing, because You're not by your... We're seen. We're not the seer. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, Prabhupada, he would often mention that there's a difference between thinking you are the seer. When you think you're the seer, you're seeing everything in relationship to your senses. But when you think that you're the seen, then you're recognizing I'm an eternal servant of Krishna. So here when we've developed this relish for hearing the taste, this taste, let's look at taste for a minute. Of course, one of the first verses that comes to mind is 259, Param Jisa Navardante. The embodied being may be restricted from sense enjoyment, sense objects, though the taste for sense objects remains. That's a significant point. It's brought up again in the Bhagavad Gita 270 that this there's material desires are flowing constantly into the mind, just like rivers are flowing into the ocean. It's not that we're waiting for that to stop. Don't hold your breath. He says, but by experiencing a higher taste, he becomes fixed in consciousness. So we get fixed in consciousness by this taste, as Param Jis Navardante. Now, a very fascinating purport I came across. I was going to read a little bit of it to you. It's from the Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 2nd chapter, text number 6. And I'm going to, because it has quite a few points in it. I'm going to read some of it, but not all of it. You can read it on your own. Actually, it's a good study. And this the verse itself is wonderful, but the purport is extraordinary, and you'll see how I connect it. It says, the great devotee Uddhava soon came back from the abode of the Lord to the human plane, and wiping his eyes, he awakened his reminiscence of the past and spoke to Vidura in a pleasing mood. So I'm just going to read for a moment, try to stay attentive. It's hard to hear when someone's reading, but I'm just going to read for a couple moments. When Uddhava was fully absorbed in the transcendental ecstasy of love of God, he actually forgot all about the external world. The devotee lives constantly in the abode of the Supreme Lord, even in the present body. The pure devotee is not exactly on the human plane, since he is absorbed in transcendental thought of the Supreme. When Uddhava wanted to speak to Vidura, he came down from the abode of the Lord, Dwarka, through the material plane of human beings. Even though a pure devotee is present on this mortal planet, he is here in relationship to the Lord for engagement in transcendental loving service and not for any material cause. A living entity can live either on the material plane or the transcendental abode of the Lord according to his existential condition. The conditional changes of the living entity are explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita in his instructions given by Rupa Goswami, by Lord Chaitanya. So this is the point that I was getting to. That was the build-up. Here's the point. The living entities all over the universe are enjoying the effects of their respective fruitive activities of their own work, life after life. Out of all of them, some may be influenced by the association of pure devotees and get a chance to execute devotional service by the attainment of taste. See the connection? Here's how we execute. We get a chance to execute devotional service by attainment of taste. Now listen to this next sentence. This taste is the seed of devotional service. I'll repeat it one more time. This taste is the seed of devotional service, and one who is fortunate enough to have received such a seed is advised to sow it in the core of his heart. So we recognize this verse as Brahmanda Bhumite Kanya Bhagyavana Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade. bhakti lata bija. So that bija, what is that bija? That is taste. Now it's an interesting connection. If you hook it up with ado, shraddha, sadhusanga, bhajana kriya, anartha nivritti, nishta, ruchi. So we're going to, that verse is, in the beginning there's a preliminary desire for self-realization. So that's kind of curiosity. Could this really be true? They're explaining to us that we have an eternal life. And what do you do there? It's full of bliss and knowledge. All right, I'm going to check it out. So how do you check it out? Thank you. You check it out by associating with devotees. Here's other people that have already got this taste, because it's not possible for anybody to do what devotees do without a taste. So everybody has one. And this taste is so unique. It's mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 14th chapter, text number 7. Everybody's familiar with 8, but this is the verse before on 7. And in the purport, Sanatan Goswami explains how Krishna has unlimited qualities because he has one quality unique to each individual. Everybody has a special connection with Krishna. That's our unique connection, an intimate connection through this quality. And when one develops this taste a little bit, like this adoshvada sadhusanga. So by associating with devotees, he's saying, yes, this, his faith is growing, because there's a saying in Sanskrit, palena parachyate. You know the verse or the saying, palena parachyate? Anybody know that one? One? Okay. Maybe no one's shy or something. Okay, that means something is understood by its fruit. I do some prison preaching where I do some bridge talking to a lot of people that are familiar with the Bible, and they also talk about something is understood by the fruit it produces. There'll be many false prophets, but let them be understood by their fruit. And then in Galatians, if people know the Bible, chapter 5, it talks about the fruits of the Spirit and the fruits of the flesh. And he says there are two different ones. One gives you love, and then it has a list of about 7 or 8, but they're all, love's the first one, and all the other ones are the joy and happiness and the wisdom that comes along with that. And also in our scripture, whenever Prabhupada would quote, palena parachyate, you can judge something by the fruit, he would always quote 1, 2, 6, savai pumzo paro dharma, that this one is understood. What he was that was his non-sectarian preaching verse, that something is known by its fruit. And the fruit of Krishna consciousness is ahoitukiya pratiyata atma supersiyati. This supersiyati, this satisfaction, which is mentioned here in the purport, that the impersonalists, they're considered dry, dry philosophy. So we say dry all the time, but if you think about it a little bit, dry is because it's not liquid. So the liquid is rasa. In fact, how they translate juice, the juice of Krishna consciousness, the reciprocation between Krishna and the living entity. Krishna is always wanting our loving affection to be given to him. Just like it says, parents desire to have children because they... I have to control myself a little bit. I have some children. They want to enjoy the wonderful exchange of love with their children. You know, that's the desire that's built in, that we have expansion. We take the trouble. We do so much to do it because we want the love. So Krishna, he's expanded into the living entities for this enjoyment that we're to give him in our loving exchanges. So that loving exchange in the taste that we get, which is this bhakti lata bija, which is the spiritual master pleasing, trying to please the spiritual master, who is the external manifestation of the super soul, because the when you do sankirtan, it's a sacrifice. And 433 in the Bhagavad Gita says, sacrifice culminates in knowledge. And what's the knowledge? The knowledge is in 435, you'll see that all living beings belong to Krishna. So just like it says in the Bhagavad Gita 13:29, that unless you're seeing the super soul present in every living being, you can degrade yourself by your mind. So it's important for the living entities to be able to see each other with this non-designations. Because I was listening to a class yesterday and it was talking about how Krishna consciousness can be given to everyone, regardless of what their position is. So I was thinking, and it's the same process works for everyone. So I thought of, you can be having a good dream, a bad dream, whatever species you are, you're dreaming. And besides the dream that's going on, the process for waking up is the same. So this material world a lot of times is called a mental concoction for the living entities. He's under the illusion, born into delusion, overcome by desire and hate, 727. That so this process of giving a little taste, this taste, and then in that verse, Adoshvara Sadasanga Bhajana Kriya, I almost finished that point, where when one gets to nishta, after nishta is ruchi, and it's the taste, and it says this taste leads one. So we're being led by our taste. And in that Bhakti Lata Bij, when you think about if you think of it as taste, you can see how the different offenses, because it talks about the weeds and it talks about offenses, how you cultivate you protect your creeper of taste. So if you say things like we had the 10 offenses we say every morning, if you notice any of these offenses, that if you start to commit them or don't stop committing them, it'll affect your taste for association, for associating with the devotees, which was how your faith grows. So you can see how all these things work together. And then, of course, uttama, we're getting above the cloud. So when you're above this material energy, you're situated in the spiritual energy, which is the pleasing potency of Krishna. So when you're situated there, I started one essay called Seeing the Golden Lining. There's an American saying, I don't know if it's worldwide or not, we have kind of an international audience nowadays, but there's a colloquial saying that every cloud has a silver lining. And I don't know if everybody knows that one or not. May have just been from years ago, kind of old now. But there was the idea that behind everything that's bad, there's something good in it. And because we have Bhoktaram Jagatapasam Sarvalokam Maheshwaram Suridam, so Krishna is our best friend. And He's arranging everything. We always have Jagannath, so Jaga is the universe. Nath, he's the controller of the universe. And there's actually, we pray, Jagannatha Swami, Narayana Patagami, Bhava Tume. So we used to translate it that, O Lord of the universe, kindly be visible to me. I think it's, but now it anyway, old school. So how to be able to see Krishna, Jagannath, everywhere. Of course, that's the Premanjana verse. But it's also that when Lord Chaitanya was talking to Ramananda Roy asked to how he was seeing Lord Chaitanya so much different. Radha Krishna Na Anya. He was seeing Krishna, and he was asking Ramananda Roy to, Ramananda Roy asked Lord Chaitanya to explain it to him, and he quotes this verse that ends in Nija Ishta Dev Sporti. So, this is a very fascinating terminology. It says, for the Mahabhagavat, he doesn't exactly see the same ways that we see. Like we were just talking about this Jnana Anjana, which changes, it evolves into Prema Anjana, that we actually see by knowledge. We're seeing, because it says knowledge, definition in Bhagavad Gita, purport 10, 4, and 5, is the being able to see the difference between matter and spirit and the controller of both. So to be able to see matter and spirit, so how do you see that? Some people wear corrective lenses, right? You've seen them. I got a pair. But I don't have my corrective lenses on. Things aren't so clear. So our Jnananjana, so we can see the Jnana Chakshus, we see through the scriptures, Shastra Chakshus, and that seeing, is that real seeing? It's real in our consciousness, it's real. This is part of our eternal bank account. 241, there's no loss or diminution, just like here it says, he can do this repeatedly because there's no more time. Time has to do with things becoming destroyed. But when you're engaged in devotional service, there's no destruction. It's your eternal bank account. And what's so unique about this bank account, even though you may take things out of it, it doesn't go down. It stays full all the time, and you can just add to it. So it's outside of time, and this is outside of time. And because time is with the material nature, and everybody has this excitement to be leaving the material energy, we're running out of time. In fact, we're almost out of time. Going, anyway, that's just my kind of corny jokes that I make. But anyway, it's... I'll read the verse again and see if there's some more points, if I made any. We never tire of hearing the transcendental pastimes. So the spiritual master has one, this anxious to hear about it at every moment, who's glorified. Sometimes you can even look at the word glorified. At one time, I used to think in meters. You know, they had old analog meters. How much glorification of Krishna is in this statement that someone makes? And that's how you can tell how much truth is in it. Because truth and glorification, if someone says truth, but it doesn't have glorification in Krishna, it's really low on the glorification meter. So the more you can glorify Krishna, and that comes from your heart. With hymns and prayers. So, of course, the sambandha jnana is how you set up your prayers. You have to be situated in a proper understanding so you don't pray for things that are foolish. For those who have developed a taste, so remember the taste. The taste is your bhakti lata beach. Everyone has it. We're developing it. We're being careful to protect it. Because even if you know the verse 1, 5, 19, I do numbers, I'm not very good with Sanskrit, you could tell, that. But for verse people, they'll probably recognize it. I give them a running start, I'll give them a word or two in the beginning. Navai Gyano, it's all kind of hard after that. It says, my dear Vyas, even though a devotee of Lord Krishna sometimes falls down, somehow or other. What is it? Oh, thank you. Yeah, use the microphone. somehow or other, he certainly does not undergo material existence like others, the fruitive workers. Because a person who has at once once relish the taste of the lotus feet of the Lord, can do nothing but remember that ecstasy again and again. So even it protects us when everything's going correctly, the 259 Param Jisunavardhante, that the material senses are always agitating, but if you have that taste, you're protected. You're under the divine protection of the internal potency. But if you make offense, the taste goes down, you don't get the protection, the material desires will cause you to do lamentable situations. But you won't forget that taste. And when that taste becomes rectified, purified in your heart again, because that taste is the internal potency in you exchanging. That's relish. You know, that you can... That's another class. But I see how the time has moved quickly. So we can take questions or comments. Yes, thank you. Do you have... Oh, we got a mic runner. Thank you.
Thank you, Boone. Interesting class. So my question is, what's the relationship between the taste that's mentioned in the verse you quoted by Rupa Goswami, starting with the dosha datato sadasanga, ruchi, it's the sixth stage of the ninth stage process. What's the relationship between that taste and the taste you read about in the that reference you made from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where you repeated that sentence twice, the seed is the taste, okay? Mm-hmm. The reason I'm asking that question is because in the one that's referred to in the verse by Rupa Goswami, that's only arrived at or achieved after progressing through the previous five stages, adosha, tatau, sadasanga, tatau, bhajana, kriya, anartana, vritti, nishta, and then you come to that ruchi. So what's the relationship between the ruchi that's described in Rupa Goswami's verse, which is arrived at only after a lot of purification, and et cetera, and the one that you read about in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which sounded like it was there from the get-go?
Oh, okay.
The seed is the taste. It sounded like right away the taste is there.
Well, the way I was looking at it was the extraordinary merciful times that we're living in. This situation of Kali Yuga is really horrible. And the living at Manda Sumanda Matiyo Manda Bhagya, I mean, it's bad. So they make special concessions. So Lord Chaitanya, in the Sikshastika prayer, he helps to give us a full taste. So he says, a full taste, right in the beginning, just from the chanting. So sometimes you get the taste, but you didn't even notice it. Like actually, I thought about it a couple years ago now. I actually chanted Hare Krishna in 1968, but I didn't come back to even think about it again to 71, and then 72 I got initiated here. But for those 3 years, I didn't think about it, but it was already working. You know, every time somebody says Hare Krishna, they don't know, but it's already working. This is a special concessions for this. And if you memorize the verse, Chaitanya Charitamrita 1:6, Adi 1:6, Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima. Why did Lord Chaitanya come? Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima, Mahima, Mahima. It's extraordinary. So to answer your question more directly, I guess, is the taste is also the fruit, but it's just a preliminary. Like when it said, let them be known by their fruit, I didn't actually finish that thought. What is the fruit of the Bhakti Lata Bija? It's a seed, but what's that seed grow into? What's the fruit that it produces? Do you remember?
God.
Love. So you're just getting a little whiff, a little bit of it, but it takes time to grow. 438. There's another question back. You know, 438, it says, there's nothing so pure and sublime as transcendental knowledge. And one becomes accomplished in this by devotional service. He enjoys the self within himself in due course of time. It's a little paraphrase from old translations and new translations. So that taste, in due course of time, it grows, just like the Bhakti Lata Bija grows. So It's preliminary. It's a similar idea. Is that all right, or would you want... We can discuss later, because it's the way that you use words a lot, but it's the principle there.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Madan Mohan Prabhu. But took the class on short notice because it was originally scheduled for Navayogendra Maharaj. Thank you for stepping
Sorry
forward.
For not being...
I think the verse that Brigitte was referring to is not from the CC. The one that you wanted people to do as homework. If I remember correctly, you said it was 136.
The purple that you read.
326. Yeah. Yeah. It's about Vidura and it's not the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's in the Bhagavatam.
Yeah. Also...
Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to add to his question. We all know the verse that the love of God is within your heart. It's there already. It's not something that you have to purchase somewhere. And therefore, you always have to remember that it's a cleansing process. That taste, that love, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema, it's already there. So it's not that, you know, you have to go through this and this to get to that.
Oh, okay.
Basically, what you're doing is cleaning your heart.
Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema.
Yeah, for some people, the cleansing process goes very fast. And for others, it can take lifetimes. But the love and the taste and everything is there already. It just has to be brought forth by cleansing.
It's a little dusty right now. You got to dust it off. It's because, you know, we're members of Krishna's family, but we may have forgot, so we have to remember. Okay. Okay. Jai. Thank you very much. All glories to Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
So when your heart is so Krishna, that's
think about you. Every time you talk, I have more questions. So I'm going
to... Even correspond. But I mean, if there isn't anything but Krishna, you remember 719? If many, many correspondents actually was friendless to Krishna, classifies our feet, because everything is Krishna. So knowledge takes you to surrender. If knowledge doesn't bring you to surrender, if you think that taken away by illusion, you're my topic again. And if you only know that line, that four times of surrender, four times of non-surrender, seven, six times of surrender, four times of surrender, four times of highest people.
All the ones who are, they're in need of money, they're distressed,
and the four kinds of instruments. One of those is called the Maya. So your knowledge is to bring you to surrender. Otherwise, you don't know how to surrender. You've just been captured by the
I have a question. Sometimes we say, okay, surrendering is a process of life. And Krishna, every day we surrender something. But I find it from the process of confidence into the prayer. Yeah, and how am I know if I'm present? Yeah, like I do. Yeah.